The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, and we're going to dive right in here in our third video of the day, analyzing the fallout from yesterday's off-year election. Of course, make sure you check those first two videos out, but just to bring you up to speed, the first video this morning talked about what really happened yesterday, and it's certainly not a take you're going to hear on the legacy media, or even Fox News for that matter. I'll be on Newsmax this weekend. I'm sure we'll talk about it there, but bottom line, we've got tons of data that shows that Trump and the Republican Party have inadvertently alienated the core of their base, and that's the disenfranchised populist independent. This is the crowd that came out en masse back in November and delivered Trump the biggest Republican presidential victory in two generations. These guys are fully MAGA. They are through and through America First. They hate foreign wars. They hate foreign intervention. They don't trust the establishment. They see Epstein as the face of the political class. They see Bill Gates as the face of the corrupt donor class. They don't like Israel, and they sure as hell don't like Iran. They want us to stop funding Ukraine. They despise how both parties continue to prioritize their needs over ours. And they sat home yesterday. And the Republicans got slaughtered as a result. And the solution that I offered was wonderfully, in his own way, of course, wonderfully echoed by our great Vice President J.D. Vance. Or I don't want to presume. I echoed him without knowing it. And that was our second video, where we focused on what we need to do to course correct before the midterms. And that's the good news here, is that we know what we need to do. It's absolutely crystal clear from what we saw, all the data that came out yesterday. And no, Nick Fuentes has got nothing to do with it. Sorry, Mark Levin. Lo and behold, what we saw with J.D. Vance's tweet is he advocated the very two things we talked about in our first video. The very two things that we see coming out of this election is we have to reprioritize the white and non-white working class family by focusing on affordability, inflation, cost of living issues and the like. And we have to implement a mass get out of the vote apparatus at every state and local level to ensure maximum turnout. So issues and infrastructure make up the secret sauce for Republican victory going forward. But there is one final thing we need to talk about, and that is how the Democrats, in doubling down on their most radical extreme wing, have now begun the process of actually alienating themselves from the vast majority of voters. So just like in 2024, big picture here, we want to come out of this with a revived, fully MAGA populist Republican Party and an increasingly far-left woke Democrat Party that alienates itself from the vast majority of the electorate. And to that end, I came across actually a very good piece in the American Spectator by Charles Lipson on how doubling down on the far left, as the Democrats did yesterday, has in effect inadvertently sealed their fate. And again, the logic here is that the more far left they get, the more they alienate themselves, the more they de-align from the majority of the American electorate. And what Lipson essentially argues here is that what we saw in New York City with the election of literally a Venezuelan-type socialist as their mayor precisely captures the Democrat Party's massive problem heading into 2026. Far from being an actual victory, Zoran Mamdani's victory, it's not just about one city. It's a national warning sign that the Democrats are sprinting so far left, they're losing touch with the average American voter. And it's not just New York. I mean, look at Chicago under Brandon Johnson, or Los Angeles under Karen Bass, or Portland's far left leadership. These Democrat mayors champion open borders, sanctuary cities, defunding the police, no cash bail, and weak punishment on criminals. Now, at the national level, those are literally non-starters. What I just listed out for you are some of the single most unpopular issues with voters, bar none. At most, they will get somewhere around 20% support. So, for example, defund the police at best gets 18% support nationally. And for good reason, because what are we seeing taxpayers who live in these increasingly failed cities doing? They're leaving. They're exiting. They're voting with their feet. They call it de-urbanization. And it's absolutely decimating these cities of a viable tax base. In Karen Bass's Los Angeles alone, they've lost, get this, more than 250,000 residents since 2020. 250,000. And that's nothing compared to my old stomping grounds in Baltimore. Baltimore was once the most prosperous and populated city in the nation. Did you know that? Back in the 19th century. Back in the day, as it were. They had well over 1 million residents up to the 1980s and 90s. Today, Baltimore is half that. Their population is barely 500,000. It's the lowest it's been in 100 years. I mean, don't even get me started on Detroit or Cleveland or St. Louis. I mean, these are the very definition of dying cities. Oh, and Chicago? Again, it's at its lowest population, like Baltimore, in 100 years. People are voting with their feet like never before. They're called leftugees, and an increasing number of them want nothing to do with these far-left progressive policies, and so they are leaving. They are leaving these socialist hellholes, and increasingly, they're leaving blue states. And so what's really happening here?
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Well, as of yesterday, we're watching a political party making itself increasingly unelectable outside deep blue urban areas and deep blue states. And we saw that firsthand yesterday. And I'm going to show you exactly how. But first, if you are one of the more than 50 million Americans who struggle with joint pain and arthritis, I mean, you know, even the simplest of movements can be so difficult. And while there is no known cure, experts agree that reducing inflammation is key to maintaining mobility, comfort, and quality of life. So that's why so many people are turning their attention back to one of the most studied and trusted medicines in the entire world, ivermectin. It's been prescribed globally for more than 30 years and even earned the Nobel Prize in Medicine for its proven ability to fight parasites while supporting overall health. New research also explores how it might help modulate inflammation, providing a foundation for immune and cellular balance. But here's something most people don't know. About 58% of the world's ivermectin supply actually comes from China, and 75% from Asia overall. Not the wellness companies. Introducing American-made ivermectin, compounded and quality tested right here in the United States. You'll get an FDA-approved 6-month supply of 18 milligram tablets designed for 4 21-day parasite cleanse cycles, all for just $3.33 per tablet, far below what most pharmacies charge. Click on that link below right now or visit twc.health/Turley and use code Turley to save $44 off plus free shipping. Again, that's twc.health/Turley, helping Americans take charge of their health with confidence and care. Now, we saw a bit of this Democrat disaster play out yesterday, such that what's becoming increasingly clear here as we continue to sift through and analyze the election results, it's becoming increasingly clear that the Democrats' victory appears to be highly pyrrhic. It's more ironically a blue mirage than a real blue wave. Election analyst Seth Keschel noted in his Substack analysis that when you look, for example, at the Virginia election in context, in historical context, you'll note ironically that not much different happened yesterday than what normally happens in Virginia. For example, 12 of the last 13 gubernatorial races in Virginia, this is going all the way back to 1977, in 12 of the last 13 of those races, the party not in the White House has won the gubernatorial contest, right? We talked about this before, but this is one of the reasons why we thought Virginia appeared to be just too far out of reach for the Republicans in a way that it wasn't back in 2021 when Biden was in the White House, right? The lone exception, by the way, to that pattern came in 2013 when Terry McAuliffe beat Ken Cuccinelli the year after Obama was elected. But other than that, Virginia always, always votes the opposite of the party in the White House. And they did it yet again yesterday. Again, no surprise. Now, some argue the surprise was the margins by which she beat the Republican. The Republican got crushed by 14 points and the Democrats won a supermajority in their state house. Yes, that was very good, very successful. Democrats came out en masse, but only in certain counties, particularly in Northern Virginia. And they were able to post some pretty incredible numbers, flip several Republican seats. But again, interestingly, all those Republican seats were in districts where Trump sort of barely won back in 2024. Trump won that district by only about 3 points. Seats where Trump won the district by 3 or more points were safe all across the state. They were red and they remain red. So while the turnout in Virginia was certainly impressive, it was also rather regionally specific, centered around these urban areas, leaving solid red rural seats safely in the hands of the Republicans. Now, something similar happened in Georgia, where Democrats flipped 2 public service commission seats for the first time in 2 decades. Again, as the analysis is coming in, the vote in Georgia was less than 10% turnout. Now, of course, you can rightly blame the Republicans for being caught sleeping at the wheel in terms of their get out the vote campaign, but 10% is not a blowout. These are hardly numbers that are suggestive of a blue wave across the nation a year from now. What we have to understand is that the fundamentals for the GOP remain very, very strong going into the midterms. They continue to dominate voter registration trends. Again, across all 30 states where voters register by party. They're winning the redistricting wars. They're cleaning up and purging the voter rolls, again, all across the nation, even in California. They're deporting a mass number of illegals in blue states. And the Supreme Court is poised to overturn Section 2 of the VRA, which would unleash another near two dozen safe Republican seats in congressional redistricting. So even after yesterday, Republicans appear at this point to be in the position of safely winning upwards of 220 seats in the House without having to flip a single swing seat. Moreover, by doubling down on their most extreme wing, the Democrats are only further alienating themselves from the mainstream. Again, Northern Virginia will vote for the rabid left-wing lunatic attorney general who fantasizes about murdering the children of his political opponent, but Scranton won't. New York City will vote for a woke cultural Marxist, but Maricopa County in Arizona won't. So in many respects, with the Republicans getting their populist ideals and turnout machine into gear, the Democrats, by doubling down on their most extreme wing, may have actually sealed their own fate. While Republicans regain the America First ideals that inspired so many to turn out and vote for them en masse, it appears the Democrats will be busy giving the American people loads of reasons why hardly anyone would want to vote for them at all.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.